Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energy, of ascension, in order to remember, integrate, embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. In this episode, I am going to dedicate this time to speaking about the significance of this new lunar new year that we're going into. We are going into the year 5786. We are, as I am recording this, I am on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a very powerful portal to align us with our soul, to align us with mission, and not only to align us with mission, but to rewrite our destiny, to rewrite our mission. And I find it very beautiful that it is the Libra cycle, the Tishrei cycle, that anchors this energy of this new lunar year. So before I get started, I want to say this. I want to open your minds. This is what I ask. Open your minds. As Rosh Hashanah, this biblical ancient new year, is a celebration that transcends religion and transcends dogma. I think as a humanity, we have a problem with identifying spiritual traditions, mystical traditions that underpin these religious traditions with politics and with division. And this is exactly the opposite of what we are supposed to be doing as a collective at this time on this planet. We should not be seeking new ways to torture one another, to create division, to create separation, to create disharmony and disunity. This is the opposite of ascension. To be stuck in the dualistic realms, the being in duality, that is the trap. And we can frame it however we want. We can try to justify our own personal biases, our own programs, be they religious, be they societal, whatever. We can try to justify them. However, when it comes to cosmic law, when it comes to the law of light, when it comes to your soul, spirit, the divine energy, the higher frequencies, they do not speak in duality. They don't understand duality. Duality does not exist for them. Everything is oneness and union. And the fact that this is a 6 year is just all the more wonderful, because it's truly an opportunity for us to transcend this living in duality and start living from a heart-centered space, from oneness, from truth, from our true essence. I invite you to receive this with an open heart. Take the wisdom that is here for you, as my intention in any of these transmissions is to be a vessel for the light to flow into this world and to share and expand that light of wisdom, that light of creation. So the fact that this is a 6 year, well, before we get to the 6 year, I want to expand a little bit on the Lamed and the Bay. These are the two Aramaic creation frequencies that created the zodiacal frequency of Libra and Venus, its regent. So Bay contains the Beit within it, which is house, home, and Bay means mouth. So this cycle, and actually always, we should be incredibly mindful of the world, the home we are building with our words, the power of the word, I will explain, go more into it when we go into the six for this year, but it's the power of the word is so, I cannot express this enough times how important it is for us to remember that our words, our vibration, our frequency create our experience. We can say that we are love and we want to embody love and say as many affirmations as we want. However, if the frequency behind your words does not match those words, that which is imprinted in your field will not be what you want it to be, what supposedly you are saying you want. So it is important to clear the pathways within ourselves so we can embody the frequency of love, beauty, harmony, grace, abundance, whatever it is that we're calling in. We must clear the pathways in order for us to embody that frequency so that we can live from that frequency. When we are living, being, now granted we can't do this 100% of the time, I know this. However, we can do our best to at every moment be aligning with these higher frequencies. Doesn't mean we're going to get it right 100% of the time. We're not. We're human. We live on this plane. This plane is a plane of duality. This earth was created to experience duality. However, it was also created not just to experience it, but to transcend duality, to unify that which is polar opposites into oneness, into wholeness, to remember that our true nature is wholeness. It is oneness. And it's oneness with the divine. It's oneness with the creator. It's oneness with Allah, divine mother, father, God, goddess. And the Lamed is the frequency that created Libra. And it is the only frequency that reaches above the other letters when it is written. And Lamed is whip. It means to clear away negativity. It means it is the power of transmission. It is means teacher and also student. It is one of the teachings is humility. And I want to get to the power of transmission because there is so much out there, so much information. So many people that call themselves guru or that we think are gurus. And because Lamed is ruling this month and we're going into a new cycle of a whole new year, so we're seeding the new at this time for the entire year. Lamed brings us into humility. It brings us into wisdom. It allows us to not only be the teacher, but the student, and to recognize that the only way that we can transmit a teaching is to embody it. If we do not embody that energy, we cannot transmit the teaching. And that embodiment of that frequency, whatever it is we're teaching, whatever it is that we're sharing, whatever it is that we're seeking to learn, if the teacher is not humble, is somehow, some way aligned with their ego, then you're not going to receive anything. And conversely, as the student, if the student is not in humility, also nothing will be received, nothing will be retained. And I want to bring us back. I know we speak about the ego, and I don't want there to be a misconception as to the ego is bad. No, the ego is not bad when it is in service of the soul, when it is being utilized and employed in its highest capacity to align us more truly and completely with the divine and allow us to be sacred vessels of the light of creation and to share that light. Not for the sake of ourselves, not for the sake of the ego, not for the sake of what we want to have in the bank or the car or the bullshit. Not for that, but to be of service. Then we can truly share and the transmissions will be received. It will be received just by being in someone's energy field, because people's energy fields, particularly those of us who are healers, our energy fields are powerful, which is why, and mind you, everyone is a healer to some degree or another. It's just a matter of how developed we have that capacity at this time. This is why it's very important to always be mindful of your energy, to always be doing your work to clear, because if the channel gets gunked up with stuff, which is natural because we live on this earth where we are playing the game of duality, so it is natural, it is part of the course to be experiencing dark nights of the soul, to be challenged, to be triggered, to be shown things that need to be alchemized. It is part of it. We're supposed to be living our world, seeing the world, being in this world of duality and transcending that duality, unifying, coming back into wholeness and into remembrance, remembering that we are the light. We can live in duality, which is choosing to remain in separation and not transcend the ego, not transcend the duality we see in the world. Just choose a side. Oh, I'm going to wave this flag because this is the one that's right. The more we are focused on being right as opposed to being whole and human and compassionate and in love, the more that we are going to be feeding that monster that we have created. Because every single one of us, I don't care what side of what fence you are on, we have all contributed to the mess we're in. Every single one of us, in one way, shape, or form, at one point in time or another, whether it's to a higher or a lesser degree, it doesn't matter. We've all contributed to this mess. And it's up to each one of us to choose to embody the frequency of love, to embody a higher frequency of authenticity, in order to transform in this world and to live from a place of union, of oneness. So the themes for this lunar cycle this month are the heart, relationships, beauty, harmony, balance, alignment, creativity, surrendering the ego, allowing ourselves to be in humility. This doesn't mean we denigrate everything that is of this earth, our bodies, you know, being human. No, it just means that we align with higher frequencies. And with that being said, let's get into this new Lunar New Year. This new Lunar New Year is the year of the Vav. It is 5786. It is a 6 year. And the Vav is the frequency that created Taurus. It is connected to the Pleiades, to the Pleiadian energies, to the Hathors, to healing, to harmony, to beauty, to love, to unconditional love, to the Venus lineage. The Venus lineage is the lineage of creation, and this is the lineage of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, Miriam Magdala. The Vav corresponds to the sixth day of creation because it is the number six, the connector between heaven and earth. And on the sixth day, it is when the divine created humanity, Adama. Adama was never man. Adama was created man, woman, equal parts, masculine, feminine. It is only when the feminine was separated in order for us to play in this realm of duality that man and woman became separate. This is the year of creation. It is the year of fertility. And if the word fertility triggers you, I invite you to look into why. Fertility, while yes, it does have to do with being fruitful and multiplying physically, it actually has a deeper symbolism. It means to be full, to be so full of life force, creation energy, which means that your energy can be channeled into birthing and growing a child as a woman, or it can be a project, a book, a garden. It can be redecorating your home. Creation energy, sexual energy, which is another meaning of the Vav. Vav has a lot to do with the purification of our sexual energy. This creation energy that flows and courses through all of us, that creation energy can manifest and express in a multitude of ways. There is no one way. Oftentimes, when we are triggered by the word fertility or by the word womb, it is because there is something with the feminine creation energy that we have not healed. There is something that is keeping us in separation. And Vav being the divine child, Vav being the connector between heaven and earth, the divine child that is the union of masculine and feminine, the union of the celestial realms and the earth. This is the energy of oneness. This is our energy. There is a mantra called Yod He Vav He. It is one of the names of God, of the divine. Yod is the seed, the pure seed of creation. And if you join me for my Wheel of Fire course, where we talk about, where we're going to go into creation and the 7 days of creation and the Aramaic Hebrew frequencies that govern it, one of the things we will talk about is the He, which is the next Aramaic creation frequency. Yod He. He is the Holy Spirit, the Shekhinah, the breath of the divine, the breath that was breathed into Adama in order to allow us to live. So the Holy Spirit breathes the breath of life into the seed, the pure seed of creation. And then Vav comes in, and Vav is the unity of the seed and the feminine aspect of God, which is the Shekhinah, which is the Holy Spirit, the divine child. And why does this sacred name return back to He? Because He is the cosmic energy, the spirit, the breath of life that we always return to. It reminds us that while we are physical, we must never sever our connection to the divine. It is the connection to the divine that continues to nurture and nourish us. And the shape of Vav is a straight line with a hook. And this is the hook that connects us to heaven. It is like a tube. It is a tube that channels, an umbilical cord of light, that channels celestial energies into the earth, anchors them into the earth, embodies them. And it is through this connection that we are given blessings. We are blessed by the light of creation. And the frequencies that have to do with the light of creation, which is also has to do with the Venus lineage, which Venus is the ruler of Taurus. Venus is the Christ Magdala lineage. Venus is the Garden of Eden. So the frequencies of this light of creation is not the light that we see. I do want to say that. It is a light that we have no concept of, because we only see the physical light, but it is a light that has no duality. It is a light of complete, total unity. And the frequencies are love, beauty, abundance, grace, compassion, harmony, health, abundance of all kinds. There is no one way of abundance. It's abundance of all kinds. And because of the hematria of Vav, which is 13, one of the teachings of Gematria is that there are hidden secret names within a name, and those hidden secret names within the name, those lend an additional layer to the frequency of the name. So Vav is connected to the power of intention, clear and pure intention, to the Amen. Amen is, you know Amen. If you go to church, Amen. Amen means that we're grounding an energy, a frequency into our field. So with the Vav, this is what we're doing. We're grounding that frequency, the higher frequencies, the frequency which we wish to embody into our physicality. It also is connected to the word Ahava. And Ahava, if you know me, you know that I always end or begin with Ahava. Ahava means love. And it's like, it's more than love. The translation can be love. But on a deeper sense, it is the commitment that allows us to embody love. The commitment behind the love. It is love in service. It is the action and commitment that is love. That is Ahava. And it is the union, this year, fertility, the union of the masculine and the feminine, transcending duality, experiencing pure abundance and manifestation, and harmonizing and balancing our masculine and feminine energies. Every single one of us, I don't care what denomination of whatnot you are, doesn't matter. Every being contains a masculine and a feminine energy within. Both of these energies are crucial to have in harmony and balance if we want to manifest something concrete, tangible, lasting, and sustainable. When we can harmonize these energies, we invite flow, pure, abundant flow. This flow comes from this sacred union, this alchemical marriage within ourselves. Vav connects the entire tree of life template within us. It is all of those pathways between the different sephirots, the different energy centers in our tree of life. And when everything flows with ease and harmony, then we are connecting to that divine union, to the miracle of creation. We are connecting to abundance, and we are properly channeling our energy, understanding that we are soul and body. We are not just our physical vessel. We are not just soul. We are the union of these two, and we are, and as such, because Adama, humanity, all of us, were created with the sacred breath of life in the image of the divine. We all hold the responsibility to consciously co-create our reality. We are here to expand and add to creation, to make creation better. Vav is also connected with sound, vibration, and frequency. Because remember, Venus rules Taurus. Vav created Taurus. Venus is the mouth. Venus has to do with our ability to create worlds through our voice, through our words, the power of the word. And the Vav, in terms of Hematria, it's also connected to Enoch, which means oneness. So we are tuning to all of these energies this new year. We are given the opportunity to align more fully with oneness, with unconditional love, with commitment, with service, with beauty, with the union of masculine and feminine within ourselves, so we can be aware that Every moment we are consciously co-creating our reality, and we can choose to co-create something that is perhaps more in alignment with your soul, more in alignment with the divine. Because remember, it is not about the ego. It is not about what you think should be or what we've been programmed and brainwashed into believing is truth. No, it's about developing your unique connection to the divine, to cosmic consciousness, to source, whatever we call it, pure creation, Allah, divine mother, father. We are connecting through our sacred vessel, the heavenly and the earthly. So our alignment is so important. Alignment, being in harmony, choosing very carefully the words that we speak and the vibration behind those words. Because the frequency you hold speaks louder than any words you want to string together. It is your frequency that people hear. It is the energy intention behind your words that either allows someone to open their heart or allows someone to continue living in duality. Both are possible. And maybe not everyone is supposed to align in this way. It's not for me or for you or for anyone to decide whether it's right or wrong. That's up to Creator. That's up to the Divine. They'll sort it out. What is our responsibility is what we are birthing through our humanity, through our existence. So it's a potent year. There's going to be a lot of energetic shifts. And we're also going to be seeing a lot more duality coming to the forefront. And because there will be that much more shadow duality stuff, it's important for us to truly always be aware of our own alignment, of how we are choosing, of what frequency we're holding, of purifying our own energy, purifying ourselves, purifying our fields. Because every single one of us holds on to stuff that we should not be holding on to. Now, the clothes that you think you're going to fit into, even though you've had 3 children, that you hold onto the closet, that's an energy that is no longer in alignment with your current reality. Doesn't mean it can't be, but it means we're holding on to a past iteration. Whatever we're holding on to, I just gave that example because that's the first thing that came to my head. But whatever we're holding on to for dear life, because we don't know if we're going to be whole or complete without it, whatever it is, it speaks to an emotional, unresolved situation within us. And we cannot evolve into a higher octave of our embodiment of our soul, a higher octave of our mission. We can't evolve if we're holding on to things that are no longer in alignment with us. And as I say this, I'm thinking of things in my own closet. And I'm like, oh, what does this mean? Okay, I think I have to do my own clearing. But it can be books. It can be teachings. It can be, maybe it's a religion that you grew up with. For me, I had to let that go because it just was not working. It just wasn't working at all. And then definitely after, like with the COVID situation, I definitely saw very clearly that this organization was no longer what I wanted to be a part of. Anything in your life that feeds this harmony, I'm not talking about your family members. I'm speaking about things we consume, media, books, whatever. If it speaks to disharmony, if it speaks to separation, if it speaks us versus them, if it speaks to that nonsense, creating more separation, and that doesn't feel right for you anymore, because for some people it might still feel right. That's okay. And if it doesn't feel right, it might be time to surrender those programs. Surrender those limiting beliefs. Understand that we do this with gratitude. That's the other thing we need to bring in this year. Gratitude for everything, for the dishes that are dirty, that need to be washed, because, you know, we had food on the table. Because we actually were able to have a good meal with our family, so we have a pile of dishes. Gratitude. So bringing in gratitude is very important. And from that place of gratitude, allowing ourselves to shed, trusting that what we are letting go of will be replaced by something greater, by something more beautiful, by something more in alignment, by something that is amazing in every way and more suited to who we are being, to who we are embodying, to what we wish to birth and create and consciously co-create in our experience. Gratitude, knowing that all of those things that we're letting go of, they served us at the time. They were necessary. And because they were necessary for us, we're grateful. And as they no longer are necessary, we no longer need that scaffold around the beauty that we are. We let it go. We surrender. And we choose to align with a higher aspect, a higher embodiment, one that is more filled with light and love and abundance and beauty. And this is what this year brings us. This year brings us the opportunity to align with that energy of the Vav, knowing that we are infinite. We are oneness. We are love. And authentically expressing that light of creation that we are. Opening our hearts. Transcending duality. Knowing that we are that bridge between the celestial and the earthly. And every moment we are either choosing to bring in lower dimensional energies, more separation and more nonsense, or every moment we are choosing to align with and embody and bring in and expand more harmony, more love, more beauty, more peace, to radiate that energy. This next cycle, this next year, so be very, very thoughtful and intentional with everything that you do, as everything that you do, everything that you say has a profound effect on the creation and on the co-creation of our world. So whatever you need to do, I suggest you do it. Align with love, align with your heart, and don't worry if you can't always be speaking from love, because it's hard. But treat yourself with compassion. Treat yourself with grace. Treat yourself with love. Understand that we are not perfect. We're not here to be perfect. We are simply here to take whatever steps we need to take and every step have that step align us more fully and more closely with the divine. That's all we can do. And in that deepening our alignment, we encourage and we inspire others to deepen their own alignment and their own expression of divine flow and divine source, divine light through their vessel. So if you haven't already been working on letting go of judgment, now's your time to start. And judgment doesn't mean we don't judge what's right or wrong for us. It means we don't judge others. We don't project our own value system, our own stuff, even our own fears. It's time to let go of fears too. We don't project our own fears onto other people. Our own dissatisfaction with our life and how it turned out. We don't project that on our children. Please don't project that on your children. It's time to truly love and see the light, nurture the light in one another, nurture creation, nurture love and beauty and harmony, embody those qualities. And with that, I thank you for spending this time with me, for listening to me, and I hope that you received some wisdom out of this, or a lot of wisdom. If you enjoy this, of course, like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to tune into the sound activation. And I will see you in the next episode. Oh, 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts really helps. Really spread the growth of this podcast. So if you enjoy this, please consider doing that. And of course, you can follow me on social media at Aurea Lara, at Embodying the Shekhinah. All of that is linked below. And of course, YouTube at Aurea Lara. Have a blessed day of the goddess, a wonderful new lunar new year, and I will see you next time. Ahava.